Welcome to the Fearless Mums Club podcast. I'm Christine Drummond, your host, and this is episode one. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to the first ever The Fearless Mums Club podcast. I am Christine Drummond, and I am so excited to be bringing you this podcast today because I've been listening to podcasts for so long now, and they are absolutely instrumental to the growth and development of my journey as a better human being. And that's what this podcast is going to be all about. We're going to get so raw and real, and I'm going to share real life stories, have real life guests on for you, and just share some things that are either working or not working for me as a mum and in life in general. So what I ask is that you simply just share this podcast. If you love the information, if you're finding it entertaining, educational, inspiring, then please share it with your girlfriends. Please share it with your mum friends, and let's spread the positivity and the humor with the rest of the world to make it a more positive place. So on this podcast, I want to share with you a little bit about me. I do have many flaws, which I will share, and I want to keep it really, really real. I'm really real with you girls, and hopefully inspire you to just go out there and be yourselves and, you know, love all of you, not just half of you, but love all of you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we've got some amazing guest speakers lined up for this podcast. But for you, I just want to share a little bit about myself. I grew up in regional New South Wales in Australia. And for me, I always knew from a young age that I was put on this planet to do something special with my life. I couldn't quite figure out what that was as I, you know, started my journey and started my career. But I knew that I love to help people. And that's what I get to do now. I get to empower other women, mums in particular. I've definitely found what my passion and my purpose is in life. I know a lot of people aren't sure why they're here or what they're meant to be or the whole purpose of life. But for me, my passion and purpose is to raise the consciousness of mums. I really feel like a lot of mums out there don't understand the power that they have in shaping the generations to follow. So I'm here to help women really step into their power and help, you know, have the courage to raise the gentlemen of the future and also the independent women of the future. You know, I see a lot of women out there, you know, just playing it really small, to be honest, and I was one of those women. And that doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve your family. It doesn't serve your community, your friends, or the rest of the world when you play safe and play it small. So this podcast, I'm hoping to really challenge a lot of your thought processes and maybe get you out of your comfort zone every now and then and try new things because I want you to have an inspired life. I want you to be, you know, have a blissful life. I want you to get out of your comfort zone, experience more, have more joy, and we can do that through lifting each other's vibrations. So hopefully you love this podcast, the honesty, the integrity behind it. We're going to have a lot of laughs on this journey, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be bringing this. I've got another podcast as well called Boss Talks, which is how to be the boss of your life. I do that with my business partner, Joel Lord, and we have a lot of fun on that podcast. But I wanted one for the mummers. I want one, a podcast that mums can relate to. I've been watching on Netflix, Working Mums, and I just find that show hilarious and very, very relatable to what happens in our everyday life as a mum. So I want to kind of take you back a little bit and how I found my passion and purpose. And, you know, from a young age, I was sexually abused, and it's only sort of been this year that I've started to really share my story and my journey. And it's through what I call my shame to shine journey. And, you know, there was a lot of shame around being sexually abused. And I know a lot of people feel like the victim, and it's quite a taboo subject. But hopefully through this podcast, I give you the courage and the strength to communicate what you're feeling and maybe talk about it with other people, because it took me about 30 something years before I could, you know, really work on that and what I went through. And now I can go back and just be so grateful for that experience. It's definitely made me a better mum. It's made me more protective. It's made me better able to read people and read situations. It's made me more courageous, more powerful, stronger, more resilient. So I have a lot of gratitude for what I went through, and I want to be able to pass that gift on to other women in particular, because I don't want it holding you back in life. It held me back long enough, and not anymore. I'm not giving my power away to anyone else anymore. I absolutely want to step into my power myself. And I want to give you girls the tools to be able to do that as well. It wasn't an overnight thing for me. It took a lot of work, but I see myself as a work in progress. I'm constantly working on myself. It's a never-ending project. And I definitely feel like I do have the tools to be able to help women move through those things that we're beating ourselves up about. And, you know, I have been taught through a life coach of mine, you know, Mitchell Mills from MJB Seminars, you know, that you can't just get around loving the good parts of yourself. You've got to own all of it, the good, the bad, the ugly. So we're going to talk about that in coming episodes. But for today, I just really want to share a little bit about myself so you can see if you click and want to continue listening to these podcasts. So grew up in the country. You know way too much about me already. grew up in the country. I love to have a wine. I don't need it in my life all the time, but I do love a bubbles with the girls, or, you know, date night in with my hubby. I call him my hubby, but we're not actually married. But we've been together nearly 10 years, which is pretty cool. We've got two amazing kids. We've got a beautiful 7-year-old daughter and a nearly 3-year-old little boy, and they just bring so much love and light to our life. Parenting is definitely one of the hardest jobs I've ever had to do. And, you know, I've been told in the past that, you know, you think you're raising kids, but you're not. You're actually raising yourself when you have kids. So our kids very often mirror back to us the unloved parts that we're not owning in ourselves. So have a think about that for a minute, mums. And I was talking to another mum today actually about, you know, when our kids start sounding like us, when they're disciplining their siblings and they actually use phrases that we use on them, and you're just like, oh my goodness, do I really sound like that? So for me, this podcast is going to be mum tips, lots of raw, real stories. I'm a mum that I kind of lay it all out. I don't fluff around. I tell it how it is. If you want some advice and you come to me, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what I feel you need to hear, or my opinion, because you've asked for it. I love to kick people in the butt but hug them at the same time. I just want the best for people. I really do. I want to help raise women up. I want to be their cheerleader. I'm in their corner. I've got their back. I want people to know that if it's 3 a.m. in the morning and you need help, you can call me. You know, I'm not going to be offended. I'm one of those people that will absolutely be there for you. I really value people, friendship, time, and time freedom as well. So for me, I burp, I fart, I swear. I'm definitely not perfect. I'm a bit of a control freak. Not all the time. I can surrender sometimes. I hope this is relatable for a lot of you out there. I do have adult tantrums every now and then. I'm definitely not the perfect parent. I have learned a lot of great parenting tips and tricks, though, along the way. And a lot of those I will share with you over the coming weeks, months, years, however long I do this podcast. I just want to have fun. I want to have fun. I want to have a blissful life. I want to learn. I love learning and implementing what I learn as well. I want to have a sustainable farm. I want to be able to grow my own fruits and veggies, chemical free, you know, have our own chickens, maybe a cow, sheep, I don't know. I'm mainly vegetarian, but I do have meat every now and then. I'm a health freak. I love eating healthy. I love the way it makes me feel. I love fitness. I am a personal trainer. I don't train anyone anymore apart from myself. I can kick my own butt fairly well. What else can I tell you about me? I say a lot. Hopefully not too much that it annoys you in these podcasts. I love to cook. It's an outlet for me. I find it very therapeutic. I love doing dishes. I love painting. I love mowing the lawns. Oh my goodness, do I love mowing the lawns. I love that fresh cut grass smell. I just love getting out there outdoorsy. I love gardening. I love physical stuff. I love accidental exercise. That's what it is for me. Mowing the lawn is accidental exercise, getting down and dirty, out in nature. I love the rain. I love camping. I love travel. My three highest values are actually travel, inspiration, and education, which is another reason why I love doing these podcasts. I never thought I would ever do a podcast, and it's really funny. I love listening to them. I love hearing people's thoughts on things. A couple of other podcasts that I listen to is like Andy Frisella. He has the MFCEO project. I love Ed Milet. There's a lot of female podcasters out there. I love Broken Brain, Mind Valley. Oh, there's so many amazing podcasts, but hopefully mine's going to get up there in the top 100 is my goal. So I can only do that if you guys share it. So hopefully you love the content and you love the authentic way that I present, and that you will absolutely share this with the people that you love and care about. What else can I tell you? I've had a lot of career changes in my life. I have moved a lot in my life as well. You know that song, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere. It's kind of based on my life. You know, I've lived in places like, I was born in Penrith in Sydney. I've lived in places like, Moolamee, which is out in the sticks, like 400 people. Lived in Canberra, Brisbane, Gold Coast, Wagga Wagga, Albury, Cootamundra. That's where I was probably the most of my life, was in Cootamundra. I just love moving around. I love meeting new people. There's so many amazing places in Australia that I would love to live. So I don't think we're done with moving. I just think life is to be lived, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to live it to the fullest. So, yeah, I love sport. I am competitive, even at board games, even at laser tag. My husband laughs at me because I don't care how small you are in laser tag, you're going down. If I can see that light, your plate, I'm shooting you. I don't care how old you are or if you're a child. I love winning at board games. I love winning at sport. I love playing sport. Actually, growing up at school, I played every sport I could so I could get out of school. I remember playing cricket and AFL and basketball and soccer and so many sports. Whatever I could play, I played it. That's pretty much me in a nutshell. And I'm excited to be bringing you girls a lot of value. Hopefully, I'm going to raise the consciousness of the mamas out there and really get you thinking about your role that you play in shaping the generations to follow. It's a very important role. And you think, what's little old me, how am I contributing to the generations to follow? Well, a lot. You're passing on morals, you're passing on values, you're passing on things to your kids that they're picking up that you don't even know that you're passing on, and then they're going to pass on things to their kids, and it becomes that flow-on effect. So a lot of us carry around a lot of shitty beliefs as well. So I want you to eliminate some of those shitty beliefs that are holding you back in life, and maybe some doubt, some fear that creeps in every now and then. I definitely had fear around starting this podcast. I already put it off for months and months. And then today I was just like, you know what? You can't go another week. You've got to just get it done. Get your first podcast done, and then we will go from there with the guests. So I'm going to leave it at that, ladies. That's my Fearless Mums Club podcast. If you are not in the Fearless Mums Club Facebook group, please go and find it and ask to join. It is just for mums. So if you are not a mum and you'd love to be part of it, I guess go and get busy in the bedroom and you can come along and be part of our community. We've got amazing t-shirts. We've got beautiful fearless mantra bands and we have a lot of fun. We talk everything to do with being fit, fearless and free. That's my other page that I've got on social media. And Fit, Fearless and Free is all about not just being physically fit, but I mean spiritually fit, mentally fit, financially fit. When I'm talking about being fearless, it's about being out of your comfort zone, trying new things, meeting new people, being fearless in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. And then when I talk about being free, that's all to do with being physically free, free from other people's opinions, spiritually free, financially free. So we cover a lot of stuff in the Fearless Mums Club, from, you know, nutrition to money to mindset to spirituality to, you know, mindfulness, meditations, exercise, the works. We just really cover the main things that allow you to grow as a person and to live a more inspired life. So I want the listeners to go out there and be more fearless and to live a more blissful life, to have more of those positive feelings than negative. And the way to do that is to immerse yourself in a culture that is in alignment with who you want to become. So hopefully I can play some small part in that for you. But that's it from me today, ladies. Thank you so much for listening in on my first ever Fearless Mum Club podcast, and I cannot wait for the next one. And thank you so much for your support and congratulations on taking that first step to listening to a podcast if this is your first time as well. That's it from me. Enjoy the rest of your day wherever you are in the world, and I will see you on the next one. Goodbye.